I'm sure many of you have heard or seen the animated movie Frozen. It was the Disney movie reported to be the number one box office hit for an animated movie. It received all kinds of critical acclaim, with critics comparing this film with the glory days of Disney animation in the 1990s, with the movies like The Lion King and Pocahontas and all the rest. Frozen is based on the Hans Christian Andersen's The Snow Queen, but the script of the movie underwent many revisions before the movie was ever made. A young woman by the name of Jennifer Lee wrote the screenplay for the movie. And not long ago, she spoke about what she's learned as a writer of screenplays. She said there are two types of characters that you want to avoid writing about. The first kind are those that are completely insecure and think they're never good enough. She said these characters turned out to be uninteresting, uninspiring, and lacking hope. People don't want to see these characters. The other kind of character she avoids writing about are the perfect characters. These characters, she says, are lifeless and boring. They are generic, and they never seem authentic. But the kind of characters that people do want to see and plunk down their $10 are the flawed characters. Their lives are good, but they get messy and complicated. But nevertheless, they are the people who are remembered, because their lives are somehow moving in the right direction in spite of their flaws. We could say that we meet one of those characters today. Peter would make a good character in a movie because he is one flawed disciple. He has his moments of brilliance. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. But then comes his weakness. The famous denials in the courtyard. I don't know the person you're talking about. Today he's out at sea with others. And in the drop of a hat, he moves from being the brave and confident apostle to the fearful, self-doubting, and unbelieving disciple. And in a few short verses from Matthew's gospel, he goes from walking on water to sinking like a lead weight. But no matter what side Peter was on, flawed and weak or strong and bold, Jesus loved him. Completely and without hesitation, Jesus loved him. And it wasn't in spite of Peter's flaws that Jesus loved him, but even because of his flaws that Jesus loved him. And that's the mystery of divine love. It can embrace even our worst weaknesses. In the eyes of God, even though each of us is far from perfect, each of us is enough. That doesn't mean we can sit on the couch all day and say, "I'm enough." We are all called to do better, not only with God, but with one another. But to doubt our own acceptance before God not only invites spiritual danger, it can be self-destructive to our own health. Self-doubt can make us defensive and reactive rather than open and honest. It is a disease of the spirit. And like Peter, it can make us look down at our own 2 feet rather than outward towards Christ, who alone keeps us above water and in the direction of greater life. In this Eucharist, we admit our sins, but at the same time, we confess God's mercy. We can admit our flaws and our sins without judging ourselves as rotten or rejected by God. And if you think about it, it's what made Peter, Saint Peter. He came to recognize that God completely loved him, warts and all, and nothing he could do could ever change that. That was his key to his spiritual success. And it's the key to our spiritual well-being as well.